We begin with the World Cup action, and Iran have just won their first game in Group B. They scored two goals deep in stoppage time to beat Wales. The Welsh earlier became the first team to have a player sent off in this tournament. And Iran will now reach the knockout stages if they can beat the US on Tuesday. In other news, European interior ministers are gathering in Brussels for an emergency meeting to address the growing migration crisis. UN figures show nearly 165,000 asylum seekers have arrived in Europe this year, 13,500 more than in 2021. Dominic Kane is in Brussels for the meeting.
Behind the agenda, as it were, of this particular meeting is clear concern from the newly elected, newly composed Italian government under Prime Minister Meloni, who was elected on a program of toughening up immigration and talking tough with the EU. Well, that's at her instigation, or her government's instigation, this meeting's been called. But it is clear that all member states want some sort of resolution to the migration crisis.
A vigil has been held in France to honor the victims of the deadliest migrant accident in the English Channel. It's been 1 year since a boat carrying 27 asylum seekers from France to the UK sank. Health authorities in China have reported the highest number of daily COVID-19 infections for a second day. Nearly 33,000 were registered on Friday. That's the most since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, more than 20,000 employees have left China's largest iPhone factory angry at COVID-19 restrictions and working conditions. Protests led to violence at the Foxconn factory in Zhengzhou earlier this week. Fighting has resumed in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo between government troops and M23 fighters. The Congolese government has rejected any direct talks with the armed group. Rwanda is widely understood to back M23, an allegation it denies. Peru's prime minister has resigned after a failed bid to hold a confidence vote in the opposition-controlled Congress. Aníbal Torres had hoped to pressure Congress amid tense relations between the chamber and the leftist government. President Pedro Castillo will now hope to have to appoint his fifth prime minister in just over a year.